let's talk about major, major thing. We talk about hitting potential. Age data, been great for you, been great for me. Yeah, on the connecting the dots side, there's only a few months left of this. And this is something that's very important to me because I feel like there's a lot of potential. There's a lot of affiliates. There's a lot of networks. There's brokers that they're generating leads every day. There's people generating, I don't know, 10,000, 20,000, 50,000 opt-in compliant leads on a daily basis, right? They're checking all the check marks right now with the way the law is, but they're not doing anything with the data. Maybe they're using it for SMS. Maybe they're using it for email, that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, the payouts on that stuff are so little. You're getting pennies per
nominal
record.
Nominal.
Whereas with connecting the dots, and I'll let you speak up with this, is that when you use it for call centers, you can get way higher payouts for that. So let's talk about age leads. I feel like age leads kind of have almost like when we were young, used car sales, people like this, there's a negative connotation to it. People are like, oh, I'm scared to call age leads. And same thing with coverage. Again, there's people that do this shit the wrong way, right? But we've been doing this for so long, I can proudly say we're a group that does it the right way. We have a compliance department. I'm kind of jumping the gun here. But the point is that there's only a few months left to monetize age data in call centers. So if you're sitting on age data, now's the fucking time to do it. So what are your thoughts on all that? I know I said a handful, but I'm passionate about this, man.
Yeah, that's a loaded roundabout comments and question. I think the first thing is what I love about Connect the Dots is that we don't, we're boutique, right? A lot of times people, our partners, like we're going to meet a few of them up at LeadsCon. And I asked them, how many TCPA issues have I ever got you in? Zero, right? And the reason is because we just don't sell to everybody, right? We don't sell to brokers. If we do, the trusted brokers that are partners, that we know the end buyer. Most of our relationships are direct to advertiser, that we sell it only so many times, that the integrity of the data and the KPIs and the performance matrix are key, that if numbers start dipping, we dig into the why, just like real-time leads, right? And our publishers, they tell us how we can use it or not. We have some publishers that we have data that says we email, so we don't want you emailing it out. So we don't, right? We have some ones that's saying we don't want to SMS or we just only want to use direct mail. Right. And there's a lot of different ways to monetize data. Data is a very broad term, but there's a lot more money in it. And you got to think of it like, you already spent the money. Let's just say it costs you $10 for a Medicare lead. Right. Now, the idea of it is, and let's say it cost you, and most publishers, it's not sexy. No one wants to talk about it, but you're really working on about 10% EBITDA,
yep.
Right? And some days you lose, some days you win. You make $1 million in sales. You really only made $100,000.
And you might not get paid by your advertiser.
And you may get stiffed. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what happens is, what if I can get an extra 50 cents, dollar, $2, $3 per lead in perpetuity, right? What does that do to my marketing campaign? What does that do for the stress of the profits of my company? A percentage or two at those kind of numbers are huge. Yep. As moving the needle. So for us, what I love about age data, the hard part's already been done. Now it's just a revenue lift for your company. And we do a couple different strategics. We do one or two ways. We buy it all and just say, we'll come at a flat fee, whether I sell it or not. And most data we don't ever sell, right? Because people have suppressions, they have whatever. We sell maybe like 30%, I know for sure we don't sell. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter. We still buy it from you. Or we do a rev split. It's coded in our system in perpetuity. Every time that record got monetized, whether it's through email, whether it's through dialing, whether it's our own call center, whether it's through SMS, regardless of the cadence, we're going to pay you out in perpetuity. And so people get, I mean, we have some people that I'm just like, why are we still doing this? I saw a check go out the other day, or invoice come in for like $16.32. We haven't dealt with the publisher in like 3-4 years. And they didn't even give us a lot of data. And I'm like, why are we still paying them? Well, because it's the right thing to do. That's your agreement. We're going to pay you out in perpetuity, right? Now we do it only if you're a big pub because I don't want to be dishing out these $16 checks. But it's a huge revenue lift. Secondly, when you talked about the urgency thing, January 25th is on the ticker, right? And I think we have probably until about November to monetize data the way we know it today. And so if times are hard, margins are slimmer, economics are getting harder. More and more people are in the industry. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going after the same verticals in the same space. What would the extra $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a week do for your business?
Absolutely.
Right? It's a hire. It's a pivot. It's an R&D initiative. It's to pay a salary during the downtime. Like Medicare, all the business happens in like a 3 to 4 month tenure, right? The rest of the year, it's limping along for most people, right? What would that do for your team, right? And I think what I love about our partners, like all of our big partners are making hundreds of thousands, if not millions a year with us, mm-hmm. right? And that's an exciting thing to have, right? So when you talk about publishers that are saying, I don't want to monetize my data, I think it's because a lot of people just do whatever with it, where they sell it to 100 different people, or they get in compliance issues, or they don't treat it right, right? But once again, we treat it like our own data, right? Like if we have a solar record, we don't sell it, right? We wait at least 30 days to make sure our first position player gets a chance to monetize it. First thing I tell publishers is don't sell it to me for 30 days. I want it in a week, mm-hmm. right? But don't undo your first place buyer. And who says that? I'm more worried about their success than they are sometimes, right? I'm like, yes, but you have to make sure you're with the company that has the right cadences and the right reputation. And I believe that's why we've been successful, once again, is we create win-wins for everyone, from advertiser to pub, and even our team, right, and each other. So I think people are missing out on a huge opportunity right now because they're never going to have this gold rush again, right? It's limited.